This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Students in suburban Denver were threatening to walk out of school today in an act of civil disobedience. One of the reasons, a proposal to de-emphasize civil disobedience from their history curriculum. The choice of today by the students may be strategic. Today's the day the district there counts heads in classrooms that will determine future school funding. Nova Safo has more.
Today is count day for Colorado schools, the day students are counted to figure out how much state funding each school district will get.
In the past, school districts have done everything they can do to get kids to attend on that day.
Michael Griffith is with the Denver-based Education Commission on the States.
So they'll have pizza for free, or they'll have activities. They will send out notices to families.
That's because $4,000 to $6,000 per student is on the line. Nationwide, about half of school district budgets come from state funding, but only a minority of states use a single count day. It's attractive because it's less paperwork, but Jane Urschel of the Colorado Association of School Boards says her members do want to change.
Years ago, we had two count days. So it's been an issue of whether or not this is the best way. We know we need to make better policy on that.
Among other options is to count up the average number of students in school during the whole year, which is the most popular option among states. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.